You know, Jim, your career is now looked at as a model of consistency, one of the longest tenures of all time for a pitcher, in fact, which is a remarkable statistic. But, Jim, were there moments when failures really stacked up for you and you did think about giving up your dream and maybe doing something else?
Well, they never did. I was fortunate. I mean, I went through some bumps in the road. I came back my first year in the minor leagues. I didn't have a particularly good year. I won five. I lost six. So I had some dominant games, but I also got knocked around a bit. And, of course, when you come out of high school or one year of college, as I did, and you're successful almost all the time, you know, it's how you deal with failure and success. And I came back that first summer. My dad said, what did you think about the season? I said, well, it wasn't a very successful season for me, but I said, I felt like I belong at this level of competition. I was afraid that maybe some of the players from the big cities like New York and Los Angeles, am I going to, you know, is the game going to be too fast for me? Am I going to get overmatched? And I didn't feel that I was at all. Now, I went out the next year to Missoula, Montana, and I didn't start out real well. I was 1-4. I'd won one, lost four, and my manager was my playing manager. He was a catcher. His name's Jack McKeon. Managed the Marlins to the World Series in 2003. We still stay in close touch. But Jack called me in, and this is how, you know, people can help you along the way. It's so fragile that if somebody doesn't believe in you, you know, he could have said, hey, I don't think this kid's going to make it. He's 1-4. You know, there weren't many other places I could go. The next step was back to Class D, so probably the next step for me would have been home. And he called me in. He said, look, you're going to pitch for me every 4 days. He said, you're going to go to the big leagues. I have every belief in that. You just relax and don't worry about getting off to a bad start. Well, I ended up the season leading the league in just about every pitching category. And some of the Washington, I signed with the Washington Senators, who are now the Minnesota Twins, and some of the executives came down to watch me pitch, and I had a really good game. I remember I pitched a shutout. I struck out 12 guys, and they told Jack after the game, well, you know, he had a good game, but I still don't think he's got the stuff to be a big league pitcher. And Jack said, well, I'll bet you the best steak dinner you can find. But he said, I'd stake my job on the line that this kid is going to make it. And fortunately, I had the support from somebody like Jack McKeon, and that kind of kick-started me on my way. I played a little bit the next year in Chattanooga, and then I got called up to the big leagues and sent back down for a brief period of time in 1960 from AAA ball. Actually, I pitched some AAA games up there when the St. Paul Saints and the Minneapolis Millers were in the AAA baseball. But it was guys like Jack McKeon that believed in me and didn't turn their back on me in those early years that helped me get over those failures and eventually live out my dream.